Good morning and welcome to the Marcus Today pre-market podcast. My name is Henry Jennings. It is Friday, the 26th of April. And as usual, with all the information contained in this podcast, it is general advice only. So please do your own research. Contact your own financial advisor regarding any of the thoughts, ideas, or insights in this podcast. And if you're listening to this free podcast and you like what you hear, we'd love to have you as part of the Marcus Today community. You can sign up at marcustoday.com.au. And you can receive a free two-week trial to the newsletter and, of course, all the other wonderful goodies that we offer as well, including a members' exclusive podcast and our Facebook discussion group. Well, that's it for the advert. Let's go straight away to the scores on the doors. And, of course, we are playing a little bit of catch-up football, having had Anzac Day yesterday, and plenty, to say the least, has been going on. Some of the highlights from the last couple of days has been the Meta result. I'm not sure that's a highlight. We've also had the Alphabet results. We've had Microsoft. We've had the BHP merger talk or bid for Anglo-American. And Scott Farquhar also has stepped down from being co-CEO of Atlassian. So plenty going on, including the US GDP number as well. So we'll get to those in a minute once we've done the scores on those doors. All right, so last night we had the Dow Jones down 375 points, or just shy of 1%. 38,086, we had a high of 304 down, and a low of 707 down. That is a 1,000-point move. That is quite a move, to say the least. NASDAQ fell 0.64%, 101 points, 15,612. However, there were a slew of results in the tech space coming out after hours. So that did see the Meta result very much skewing that. Meta was down 10.6%. So we did see some big moves elsewhere. S&P 500 down 0.46%, 23 points, 5,048. The Russell 2000 was down 0.72%. 14 points at 1981, and the VIX Volatility Index, despite the fact the US market moved 1,000 points, was down 3.8%, 15.37. Our own SPY futures were down 26 points. That brings the total for the days, which of course we missed yesterday with Anzac Day, for around 85 points down. We were down 26 points, or 0.34%. So that is going to be the colour of the market. The big news, of course, has been that BHP has made an offer for Anglo American. Now, it is a complicated offer and it will take some time to come through. It certainly seems, as far as the market goes, that it is on the low side. Anglo has been struggling for some time with issues in South Africa, and BHP has pounced. But it does seem as if it is a little bit on the low side to start with. And it is complicated because BHP really only wants parts of Anglo, mainly the copper parts. It's a £31.1 billion offer, $56 billion US bid for Anglo American. Said that if the deal is approved, it will increase BHP's exposure to future-facing assets, including copper. So copper is the big draw card here. All right, we did see also in the US some GDP numbers out as well, which were a little bit worse than expected, to say the least. And that put the cat amongst the pigeons. And we did start to see talk of stagflation again. So that is something to be concerned about. We also had inflation rising slightly. And as a result, that US market very, very volatile. So personal consumption expenditure price index increased 3.4%, well above the previous quarter's 1.8% advance. So it's going to make the Fed's job considerably harder. And certainly the bets now is that maybe only we're going to get one rate cut in 2024. That is down from seven. So that is quite considerably lower. US GDP expanded at 1.6%. The forecast from economists were 2.4%. So we did get the S word starting to come out. That is certainly part of it. We did see a huge amount of volatility in US stocks as well post-results. We've got Alphabet up 12% after their results. They announced a buyback and their first ever dividend, but Meta got walloped on their numbers, light revenue guidance being the issue there, 10.5% down. International Business Machines, IBM, fell 8.3%. They missed consensus for the first quarter. And so it is kind of very higgledy-piggledy over there. Microsoft was out and they were better. Snap was out as well and they were better than expected. Microsoft Azure and other services growth 31% versus 28.6%. So it's a bit all over the place at the moment. A lot of uncertainty, and that is feeding into the market. Microsoft up around 5% in after-hours trade on Thursday. Earnings per share beat $2.94 versus $2.82, and revenue 60.8 was expected. So some good numbers and some bad numbers. Microsoft talking about its cloud growth accelerating on the back of AI. In terms of US bonds, though, we did see on the back of that GDP and that inflation number, US bonds push higher in yields, 5.6 basis points higher for the 10-year, 4.70, 2 years, 5%, 6.9 basis points higher, hitting that magic 5% number. Aussie 10-year, 4.505, up 6.1 basis points. So we are seeing these bond yields push higher. At the moment, equity markets selling off, bond markets selling off, yields pushing higher. We even have one analyst in Australia, Warren Hogan, who is with Judo Bank, and he is talking about interest rates going back to 5.1%. So that is apparently, here's the top forecaster. Certainly got it right on a number of times. Judo Bank's chief economic advisor, Warren Hogan, he's saying that after several months of hotter than expected data, he expects the RBA to stay on hold until early 2025 and then deliver a rate cut. That was his previous forecast. Now he expects a 0.25% rise at either of the August, September and November board meetings. In fact, he sees them one in each, which would take it up to 5.1%. Certainly grabbing the headlines and will be a little bit of a shock if that does come true, to say the least. All right, let's look at some of the other US stocks. Nvidia was up 3.7% last night, AMD up 1.3%, Netflix up 1.7%. We had Tesla up 5%, continuing that bounce. Amazonian was down 1.7%, Alphabet was down 2%, but it did move considerably higher on the results, as I've said. Microsoft was down 2.4% in normal trade, but was up around 5% after hours. Apple up 0.5. US banks ease. Bank of America down 1.1. Wells Fargo down 1.1. Goldman's down 0.7. And Morgan Stanley 1.7%. We did see CBA overseas trade up around 1%. Some big moves in European banks over the last couple of days. Barclays was up 6.7% and Deutsche up 8.2%. So some big moves there for those two. Talking of big moves, we also saw ResMed come out with their profit numbers just recently, in the last few hours. And as a result, that one has been pushing considerably higher. That beat on profits says sales, margins, profits climb. I think they're up around 11% in the US. Net profit up 29% to 300.5 on sales up 7%. The result was boosted by gross margin climbing 2.6% to 57.9%. Citi said the result beat expectations by 9%, with the stock adding over 9% after hours in New York. The other big news in our market today, apart from BHP and Anglo, is that Atlassian Scott Farquhar is stepping down as co-chief executive. So that is big news, not that it is listed, of course, here. All right, well, let's go to commodities with that $60 billion bid for Anglo from BHP. That is Aussie, not US. $60 billion bid for Anglo ringing in our ears. We had Brent crude up 1.3%, oil, WTI up 1%. Gold also making a recovery, $16 higher, 0.7%, 23.32%. Platinum as well, better, 1.3%, and silver up 1%. Copper pushing higher. Lots of talk in the media about the shortage of copper with BHP's move on Anglo. That is the primary driver there. BHP wants more exposure to the copper market. Nickel up 0.6, aluminium down 0.5, zinc up 1.5, lead up 0.5. Ton, geez, that's bouncing around a lot, 3.3%. The World Bank has also come out and said that due to higher commodity prices, we are unlikely to see big rate cuts from central banks. So that is something that's going to keep people on their toes. Iron ore not doing much, 0.2% down. Uranium, though, had a bit of a drop, 4.3% down for uranium. So there should be a little bit of pressure on them, together with the lithium price as well. Uranium back to 86 in terms of the share price there. I'll just check that this morning, just see what the latest is from the uranium pricing. But that coming well and truly off the boil. 86.15 for the April contract, the May contract, 86.34 there. In mining stocks overseas, as you would expect with BHP opening its wallet, 3.4% down for BHP. That would account for quite a large bulk of the ASX 200 SPY futures dropping. Rio down 0.5% in ADR terms. We had, of course, Freeport-McMoRan up 2.4, Vale down 2.1. Anglo American, what goes up must go down. Well, BHP went down and Anglo American obviously went up 16.1%. Lithium stocks a little mixed. Arcadium Lithium up 2.6%. Barrick going very well, up 3.1%, but nowhere near as good as Newmont, which had their results 12.5% higher for them. Albemarle down 0.3%. SQM up 0.6%. US oil and gas not doing a lot. Chevron up 1%, but certainly it's going to be a big, big run in Newmont today on the ASX. All right, well, there's some local news, although it does pale into insignificance compared to the BHP. We did get former Sportsbet CEO Cormac Barry is considered to be the front runner to be the next CEO of Tabcorp. QUB, apparently Cube Logistics, could look to New Zealand for next acquisition. That's certainly on their agenda. ResMed will capture a lot of the market headlines as well today on the back of those numbers that came out. Computershare announced an acquisition to acquire the BNY Trust Company of Canada from BNY Mellon. Horizon, in some broker moves, Nick Scali has been upgraded to buy from overweight Jardins. Price target there increased to $15.40 from $13.87. This is one that we do like. Southern Cross Electrical Engineering initiated buy at Shaw and Partners. Target price there is $1.50. That is certainly one that we do like. We have talked about that is one way to play the data center trade without having to spend fortunes on actually building them. These guys actually fit them out. Fortescue has been upgraded to underperform from sell at CLSA. Target price increased there to $24.25 from $20. Silver Lake Resources upgraded to buy from hold at Argonaut Securities. Target price there $1.70. CIA Champion Iron upgraded to buy from overweight at Jardins. Target increase there to $7.95 from $7.76. Regis Resources downgraded to sell from neutral at UBS. Target price cut there to $1.80 from $2.15. And in an interesting move, Chalice Mining has disclosed a 6.1% interest in a resource minnow, Encounter Resources, ENR is the stock code there. Well, that is about it for me today. The stories of the day will be the rising bond yields on the back of that GDP number and that inflation number, that core inflation number from the US. I guess Warren Hogan's 5.1% interest rate call is going to stir the troops a little bit. Of course, the big story today is BHP bidding for Anglo American. And plenty to come on that. It's going to take a long time to carve out the parts that BHP doesn't want to focus on the copper exposure that it does want. In the meantime, expecting the market to fall today, but we'll see how things pan out. That's it from me. Thanks very much for listening. Have a great day. Back again on Wednesday for me. I'm off to Perth.
Thank you.